You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I am Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your Friday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are tuning into God's frequency here today, WGOD. We're going to hear a word from him. We're going to hear the end of this sermon now, which was preached just this past Sunday as I was taking a break here and recharging my batteries and being on the receiving end, because that's, I got to have it as much as any of you do. It's always, you know, it's difficult sometimes when you're always on the other end, the giving end. You got to take the time to sit down like everyone else and to hear a word from God and to be preached at or preached to. Have God speak to me through another man of God. Very important. I can't stress how important it is to go to church. I can't stress how important it is, how harmful it is to you if you miss church. I mean, constantly and not fellowshipping with other believers and not letting God speak to you, because this is where God speaks, where his word's being preached. I know the secret. I share it with you. He speaks here on this radio station or any radio program that's central focus is the word of God. And God will speak to you at church when a pastor preaches the word of God. Very important. We're going to hear the last part of this message now from Pastor David Bryant. This is from Mother's Day. It's not a Mother's Day message, but he covered a lot of things about growing weary while well-doing, and that's Galatians chapter 6. Prior to getting started here, I invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend. My sermon is a famous text out of Acts, back in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 19. We're going to look at something, these exorcists trying to cast out demons. And this funny thing happened is that one of the demons replied and started talking to one of the guys. And that was certainly out of the ordinary. The demon spoke back and said, "Jesus, I know." And Paul, I said, this is the funny thing. He says, "We command you to come out by that Jesus guy that Paul's always talking about." And the demon responded and said, "Well, Jesus, I know, and Paul, I'm acquainted with, but who are you?" That's what we're going to look at. See, it doesn't work that way. We read about David after this Ziklag being burnt down. It said he strengthened himself in the Lord, his God. You see, he has to be your God. You can't cast out demons by the Jesus that Pastor Paul talks about. It's got to be your Jesus. Remember, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So that's where we're starting here this Sunday morning, 10:30, Acts chapter 19. You are invited. Our church doors are open, as they have been every week. Looking forward to seeing you Sunday morning at 10:30. You can follow online. We'll start the broadcast with the sermon or thereabouts at around 10 minutes before 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. Wednesday nights at 6, we are in Bible prophecy. We looked at the rapture last week, and more on that as the day approaches. But this weekend, Love to see you out at Island. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. So if your church is closed or if you're not doing anything, why don't you come out and visit us? We'd love to see you. Here now is the last part of this message.
And beloved, this is your last shout here. And the best things to come to those who don't give up. Ooh, I know somebody want to hear that again. Good things come to those who believe. Better things come to those who are patient. And the best things yet to come to those of us who don't give up. And it brings me to this last teachable word. And the word that helps me personally, Pastor, when I don't feel like going on. The word that helps me when I feel like giving up. The word that helps me even in preaching when I feel like the people of St. Paul or anywhere else is not listening to God's word is the word anyway. Look at somebody and just say anyway. Yeah. Now watch how this beautiful word, how beautiful God has turned this word into. Watch this now. People can be wishy-washy, but love them anyway. Yeah. People will criticize you, but go ahead and do what God has told you to do anyway. They might not understand what God is up to right now, but you might not understand what God is up to right now. The person who loves you it may not understand what God is up to in your life right now, but go ahead and keep trusting God anyway. Folks might rebuke you, might scorn you, might try to hold you down, but keep trusting God anyway, because the Bible says in Isaiah 40, have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, and he does not faint nor grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he will increase your strength. Even young folk will faint and be weary, and young men shall fall. But they, I love that right there, meaning me and you, but they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary, shall walk and not faint. Keep on keeping on. Are you tired yet? No, I got to tell you, I don't feel no ways tired. I'm just getting started. I'm just getting warmed up. David, how do you stay warmed up? How do you stay on fire for the Lord? Well, I got to tell you, here's my secret. I'm on fire for him because I'm in the hands of the Lord. And my advice to someone here this morning is that you got to stay in the hands of the Lord. Because see, beloved, when you're in the hands of the Lord and you got a prayer life, yeah, you got to be praying. See, because you know when we pray, that's how we talk to God, right? Is that right? Is there some prayers in here? Okay, yeah, I'm in the hands of the Lord and I'm praying. Now watch this. A child of God, in God's hands, in God's will, and who has a prayer life, a child of God can see more on his or her knees than the devil can see tiptoeing. Oh, hey, man, somebody. Stay in the hands of the Lord. See, when you're in the hands of the Lord, the eyes you look through are different than other folks' eyes. When the Spirit of the Lord is in you and flowing through you, the eyes you look through see love and not hate, sees light and not darkness, sees a flower garden when other folks see a desert. All I got to ask you, is there anybody here that ain't tired yet? I know that ain't good English, but in your well-doing, don't get weary. For he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I'm his own. So all I gotta ask you is that since you've been walking with him, since you've been talking with him, now don't fool me now, but has he made a way for you? Has he opened doors for you? Has he provided for you? Has he put food on your table? Money in your pocket? Has he made your enemies your footstool? I'm looking at somebody right now in your own biological family. You was the runt of the litter. Folks didn't think you was going to mount to much. They really didn't put too much stock in you, but look at what God has done now. Anytime there's family trouble, you the first person they call. They wasn't listening to you when you was going to them with that Jesus stuff. And they still ain't coming to church. But watch what God is doing. When something goes wrong, you are the first call, and that's their way of letting you know that, hey, you are the rock in this weary land. You are the rock of this family. And oh, let me go ahead and say it while I'm there. Anytime somebody needs some money, you the first one they call. I got news for you now, because we all got crazy folk in our family. That money that you loaned out to cousins, brother, sister, aunts, uncles, whoever, it's been about 10 years now. Let it go. Hey, you ain't going to get that money. Let it go. Money five years ago, let it go. You ain't gonna get it. And then if it does come though, bring it to Island Community and give it in the name of the Lord. At the cross, where I first saw the light, he died on Friday after being beaten all night long. Wore a crown of 72 thorns on his head. They hung him high and they stretched him wide. Shouldn't have did that though, because if they had knew the word, they knew that once they did, you already know, once they hung him high and stretched him wide, they would have known that he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. See, that's the mistake they made. But he died. Dead Friday night, still sleeping all day Saturday. But early Sunday morning, oh Lord, I said early Sunday morning, when they rolled the stone away, he got up with all power in his hands. And because you and I have a relationship with him, we have access, joint heirs to that same power. So you got power that we haven't even tapped into yet. So, beloved, let go and let God. Because I'm telling you, he died. He's at the right hand, sitting at the right hand of the Father. But he's coming back again. And I don't know about you, but I can't be tired because I'm waiting on his return. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard.